scams. They're the reason you fear picking up calls from mystery numbers, and they're getting more sophisticated. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, many scanners have seized on the crisis as a way to get your personal information and, ultimately, your money. So how do you spot them, and what can you do to avoid them in the first place? The Better Business Bureau has some tips. Lisa Schiller is the Director of Investigations and Media Relations for the Bureau here in Wisconsin, and she joins me now to talk about COVID-19 scams. Lisa, thank you so much for being here on Lake Effect.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Give me a rundown of how these scams tend to work. Are people being called, emailed?
Well, there are so many scams, as we've learned, related to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we've really tried to stay on top of them, get the warnings out fast, get press releases out public. It's been hard. It's been hard to follow them all. But I would say that the vast majority probably deal with websites that have been created by scammers, although the consumer off the street doesn't know that right away. Oftentimes the websites look legitimate. You know, there might even be logos and a lot of color, and especially offers for really inexpensive prices on items, especially PPE. We saw a lot of that in the beginning of the year 2020. And then through the year, we saw a lot of websites pop up offering a lot of masks and that type of thing. And what would arrive, if anything arrived at all, was usually substandard.
What are some examples of the kinds of scams that people have been dealing with?
Well, in regard to COVID-19, I mean, there's been really a variety. What we found is that scammers really follow the news. And so whatever seems to be going on in the news, they will capitalize on. For example, right now there's a big surge in Amazon imposters. So we're seeing a lot of reports from consumers that they're receiving calls and emails claiming to be from Amazon when those are simply imposters. But Amazon has seen a huge surge in business because of COVID-19. And so scammers are going to try to cash in on that. They know that the Amazon name is well known, it's trusted, people use it. And so they're going to try to capitalize on that. Also, what we're starting to see now, and we'll probably continue to see, is that a lot of people aren't aware that although the vaccine is underway, I don't think a lot of people are aware that consumers actually receive a vaccine record card. So it's a COVID-19 vaccination record card. It's just a small white card. It has a space for your name and your date of birth. And also it asks for a patient number. So, you know, I can see some consumers maybe putting a Medicare number or an insurance number on there. And some people have shared it on social media. So, you know, that's information we don't want to get in the hands of scammers. So there's two examples of some current COVID-19 scams.
Well, and that gets to one of the big questions here. There's so many different kinds of scams that are targeting people, and they're after a number of different things. As far as these COVID-19 scams have gone so far, it seems like they're mostly looking for money. But what all are they trying to get from people?
Scammers always want your personal information, your name, date of birth, any other information they can get. That's very important to them because they can do a lot of damage with that information. For example, the vaccine card, it has a space for your name and your date of birth. And then let's say somebody doesn't put a number at all, but it has your name and date of birth. That's all scammers need. You wouldn't believe what they can do with just that little bit of information. You know, so scammers are always out for your personal information. They'll like to steal your identity if they can. But I think most importantly, they're after your money. So anything they can do to take advantage of your money and gain that, they're going to do it.
When we're thinking about the different ways that scammers approach people, we're looking at, it seems like, phone calls, text messages, emails, different kinds of digital messages. What are some of the hallmarks that this is a scam, that this is something you shouldn't trust?
Sure. Well, in phone scams, the caller ID may or may not say, you know, where they're calling from. So if they claim to be calling from Amazon, they can easily spoof the phone numbers and your caller ID can show that it's Amazon, but it's really not. In fact, we know that back in October, we started to receive reports about Amazon imposters, and they were actually spoofing the Better Business Bureau's phone number. So, you know, that's a common trait of scammers, is to manipulate phone numbers, and the caller ID, unfortunately for consumers, cannot be trusted. So we always say, well, based on that, don't answer the phone if you don't know who's calling and you're not expecting a phone call. Because if it's somebody important and it's legitimate, they will leave a message and then you can call back. Because otherwise, you know, if you answer the phone and it's a robocall, a scammer that's there to talk to you, and often these robocalls will ask you to press a button and then put you in touch with a live scammer. So, you know, if you answer the phone, it just simply tells the scammer that they've got a live one on the other end, even if you hang up right away. So, you know, don't answer the phone if you don't know who it is. And then hallmarks of a fake email or a phishing email would be incorrect grammar, English that just doesn't sound correct. It's not the way we would talk. A lot of capital letters in the middle of sentences, missing punctuation, you know, again, improper punctuation, and that type of thing. A lot of times, like in the fake websites that we see, there is either no information as far as being able to contact the company, so no contact information, or the contact information is not accurate or legitimate.
Are there any proactive ways that you can protect yourself from these scams? Something like a do not call list, or, you know, setting up something with your email that maybe filters out these kinds of things?
Absolutely. We do always tell people that they should register with the do not call list. Now, it won't prevent all of the scam calls from coming in, but it may prevent some. And I always say, you know, once you're registered with the do not call list, which you can do through the Federal Trade Commission at FTC.gov, once you're registered, then it's really easy and very quick to be able to report any scam calls that you receive, any robocalls you receive. And I report every single one that I get. I take a minute to do that, even if, you know, I play catch up at the end of the week, because I know that information helps the Federal Trade Commission. You might not hear back from them. You might not ever hear back from them. At least the information has been reported. And believe it or not, there are people on the other end that really care about that, that are looking into these phone numbers and actually researching and investigating. Other than the do not call list, you know, our telephone companies now have become more sophisticated. And in fact, today I got a phone call and it said scam call. So the phone companies are starting to capture more and more of these phone numbers. Of course, it's really hard to keep up because, you know, scammers are constantly coming up with new numbers. As soon as, you know, certain numbers that they're using are used so often, they drop those, they move on to new ones. They always try to stay a step ahead of us. You know, talk to your telephone provider and find out if they have any blocking techniques. Some are free, some you may have to pay a small fee for, but look into that and ask them what they're doing about blocking scam calls just in general, because, you know, more and more companies are starting to do that. We want to be able to get this information out to others. If I don't know that you received a scam call because you didn't report it, I may never know about it. So we have a fantastic tool on our website, bdb.org. It's called Scam Tracker. And it's very easy and quick to report. You just click on report a scam and follow the prompts, answer the questions that you can. If you want to remain anonymous, that's totally fine. Otherwise, there is a space for your name and email address, which of course we won't share. But sometimes we like to contact the consumer and inform them of information related to the scam that they submitted. So we do like to get back to you and provide that information as well. But it's a really handy tool. So always take time to report. You know, we want everybody to know what's going on and how to protect themselves.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing this information.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Lisa Schiller is the Director of Investigations and Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin.